All right, and now I'm going to talk. And what I really want to talk about is how I've gone through an evolution with where this soccer stadium thing should be. I've been looking around. I sat down yesterday with Manny Diaz. We talked about it. I was at the Marlins. Oh, that's another thing. I was at the Marlins fish and chips. OMG. Watch my Facebook. I'm going to post a lot of the selfies. I tried to have people take regular pictures of me. I'm done. From now on, only selfies, because nobody does it like me. And they were absolutely awesome. I have the greatest. Watch for that on Facebook. Look, I'm doing a tease. I'm doing the whole thing right. But the other thing is, Manny and I were sitting, and I had to give him how much, Oscar? Okay. I had to give him kudos because, no, and I'm looking, nowhere did I see that there was this, like, secret buried site right next to the Marlins Park. And I went up to him, and I said, Manny, well played. You let them do all their little stuff on the water, which is never going to happen. And then you showed them something that was on the books for 6 years. And I got to tell you, it probably would work. I sort of still like the one out by all the mass transit out by the airport. But this qualifies. You could take a bus. They'll run buses from all that mass transit. So I don't have a problem with this going over by the Civic Center. And we're building all these apartments, all these condos. We're, as a firm, building a whole restaurant plaza there called Civica. It's going to just start popping in that area over by the Marlins Park and the Civic Center. So, well done, Manny Diaz. I kind of like your idea to go over there by that. And, you know, what's wrong with soccer and baseball next to each other? You get people kind of in the frequency and repeating of going over there. Hey, occasionally if there's two Saturdays they conflict, then somebody made a scheduling mistake. But I kind of like that. And, hey, hasn't Miami grown up over all these years? We've got summertime here now. Business is still cranking. I can't go away for a vacation. Thank you so much, Jason Katz, for that. Because we're busy. I believe that I'm like the guy on Fantastic Four, where I'm always on fire now. I just can't stop. I got to go home and take a shower because it's just unbelievable. The real estate industry is smoking everywhere. And oh, by the way, so are most of the other businesses. Our friends with Constant Contact, they've never been busier. And who do they work with? Some of the biggest companies and some of the smallest entrepreneurs, their fingers on the pulse everywhere. And they tell me business is cranking. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy in a couple of weeks. I'm going to go up. I'm going to moderate a session at the Social Media Day over at the Arch Center. It's going to be really cool. You should join me out there. Grant, retweet that. And, you know, so the Arch Center will have Social Media Day. It continues to evolve. I'm going to look forward to seeing all of my social media friends. I know Sandy's going to be there. Well, maybe you'll bless us. I don't know. Alex might be there, too. Are you going to be there, Alex?
I think about it.
All right. I'm making my pitch now, but I know Sandy, my contact, who helps me keeping constant contact with all my contacts. Oh, you're going to have to clip that audio, Sandy, and put it on your website. So this is what we do. We're Freed on Business. We talk about business. We talk about South Florida. We talk about something that reaches everybody everywhere, and we just really try to have fun. If you're in your car, relax, have a good time. We'll play one more song on the way out where you'll hopefully enjoy. The guy that cut you off, yeah, he's a schmuck. But don't be crazy like him and cut him back off. Let him go. Let him do it to himself. Relax. Enjoy. You're going to get there. It's rainy. We've been playing summer. We've been playing rain. Hopefully you get the tongue-in-cheek jokes. We'll have one more good song on the way out. But remember, I'm Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business, and I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Alex, DC, and Sandy, and Constant Contact for coming on the show and helping me stay constantly in contact with all my contacts. I'm going to use that forever, Sandy. I gotta trademark that. I want to thank our sponsors. Hey, Tarek Maddox was back, and he's keeping me fit for life again. U Health, hey, they've been keeping me fit for life for a long time. Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, caring for kids. Lawrence Kids, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Brewster Kell, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health. Wow, that thunder's rocking out there. The most important person on my show, you. My listeners, I want to thank you so much for being part of my personal base of contacts and letting me be me. So join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. Yeah, Alex, that's right. If you missed today's show, it'll be on www.freedonbusiness.com. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
They say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull. Mask off.
five-o-lone ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-do-ba-do-da-da-da-da.